This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Analysts from MasterCard today give us our first post-Christmas read on holiday spending, and their take is kind of grim. Their numbers show spending on gift-type items in the 2 months before Christmas was up less than 1% from last year. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein's been spending the morning with these holiday retail figures. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
What does MasterCard say was behind the poor showing for consumers?
Right. Well, the report's looking at the holiday goods, things like furniture, clothing, and electronics. And the analysts blame this poor showing on the threat of the fiscal cliff in Washington, the shootings in Newtown, the presidential election, even the weather.
Yeah, remind us, what was up with the weather in this period?
Sure. Well, sales dropped in both the Mid-Atlantic and the Greater Northeast, ground zero for Superstorm Sandy last month. According to MasterCard, those two regions make up nearly a quarter of all retail sales in the country. But Julie Neiman, an analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thinks what's really going on is that people are just digging out of the recession.
Consumers are staying in their budgets. They still have high levels of operating consumer debt. Jobs are improving, but the pay is at lower levels, so consumers are being smart about this.
Dan, Christmas is over. Is there anything that retailers might do now to try and entice those smart consumers back?
Well, Paula Rosenblum of RSR Research thinks we're going to start seeing some serious discounts here.
Today is going to be a huge shopping day. I think the whole rest of this week is going to be a big shopping week. So you're going to see the sales sort of come along over this week and next week into January. And the implication is retailers will take gross margin hits. Their profits will be down.
You know, Jeff, Rosenblum thinks on top of the bad weather and everything else, by promoting gift cards and pushing the holiday season so far up into the calendar, retailers really just have themselves to blame for these poor sales.
Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.